Okay, Gary Rogers, Dundalk goalkeeper. Gary, it's a great result. It's a pity to see that they didn't break their club record. It equaled it last week, just the Shamrock Rovers goal got in. But look, we start, but we're talking about the positives, and it was another great win.
Yeah, fantastic win, really good atmosphere. I think it was probably a really good game for everyone, you know, neutrals up and in as well. But for us, most importantly, was the right result for us.
Amazing statistic, just after we talked to Stephen, it's 5 years since Chris Shields scored in the league. Did you know that?
Yeah, we were well aware that we'd be slagging Shieldsy about his scoring record. In fairness to Shieldsy,
he's a great warrior.
But he's very good at shooting and training. Like, yeah. When it comes to finishing training, he's very good. So we don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, but it seems to me that he scored last year or the year before or whatever. But
yeah, I can't remember anyway.
I mean, the first goal that went in was a great goal. I mean, Robbie Benson went at it, had the shot, and ball was saved, and it pushed out, and then Pat Hoban had the shot, and then Benson Robbie followed it in. It was great.
Yeah, good anticipation by Robbie, and good work all round. Pat was a real handful tonight, and asked a lot of questions to them defensively, and it's just good to get the goal. I think we all, our play deserved it at the time, and obviously we went down and got the second with Shieldsy as well. So at that stage we were looking, I wouldn't say comfortable, but it was looking good. And we had to weather a bit of a storm the last 20 minutes.
I said in my commentary, I just thought it was a wee bit surprised that Adjaran was taken off, because I thought he was doing super at midfield, and I think they just lost a wee bit of a grip on midfield when he went off.
Yeah, well, I think maybe the goals kind of affect games, and the goal going in, from the set piece, gives Rovers a lifeline, whereas at 2-0 with 10 minutes to go, it's dead. So it gave them something really to go for, and they threw a lot of balls forward, and we had to hold our nerve and see the game out.
Before the game, I saw you doing a lot of work with Steve Williams, and I was saying to myself, maybe Jesus, you're going to be playing tonight. And I saw you walking across the pitch as well, spying on you, Gary. Yeah. I was keeping a good. I'm stuck. Well, no, but keeping a good eye to see what's going on here. And just after talking to the manager, he kind of dampened my hopes there a wee bit that you might be out for a wee bit longer than I thought. Because looking at you tonight, I thought you'd be back next week. How many weeks do you think you're away?
I'd be hopeful of being back next week. It's progressing well. Yeah, like I feel good. It just has to keep improving, like it has. And we'll see. Hopefully, I'll be hoping to be in contention for next week. So
really?
See how it goes. It's everything's gone to plan so far. Probably ahead of schedule.
That's
so
great news.
But we just look. It'll be about the manager's decision as well,
whether
I'm right or not, and physios, and we'll have, we'll have some fitness tests during the week, more severe than what we did there tonight. So we'll see once we get through
them.
Looking
at you last week, you were in trouble, you were in real trouble.
Yeah, I think with the calf thing, it's one of those, initially it's really bad, and I wouldn't have been able to play on last week, and I would have done further damage because I wasn't able to walk.
But it's important you don't do damage next week.
Yeah, well, look, if I'm fit to play, I'll be fit to play. I'll be putting my name in the hat. So we'll wait and see how the week goes. And I've always... I said it to someone last week, I've always healed up pretty quick, and then probably maybe that's why I've been in the position to play so many games. And we've a good physio team here, and I'll do everything I can to get myself in the right shape.
It's been a great week for you. I just saw the pictures there. You were getting, you got an award for your 500th game in the League of Ireland. It was great to get that. And they're the things you'll remember.
Yeah, I suppose it's one of those, it's a great milestone to get, and it's nice for it to be recognised by the FAI as well. And hopefully there'll be plenty more to come after.
It would just be nice now if you got the Soccer Writers Award. I think you should, and I'm on to the Dublin media now to say to get ourselves in action and to get that award to you.
Well, look, we'll see how it's nice to be nominated, and it would be absolutely lovely to get, but if we don't get it, we'll have a go again next
month. But you're top of the table tonight, isn't it fantastic?
Yeah, no, it's great. That's where you want to be now. The challenge is for us to stay there. This group of players is well used to that pressure, and
first time in 2 years.
Yeah, but we'll try to stay there as long as we can.
Gary, thanks a million.
Thanks,
gentlemen. Thank you. Thanks very much.